from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who might be a dog sleep podcaster hobbyist, or just like, I guess I'm an accidental dog sleeper. Some people are dog walkers. I put dogs to sleep, and my dogs have been snoring since my mouth opened. She said, if you're not going to pet me, I'm going to... And then there's this interesting sound of her snoring. That's it. What am I talking about? Who am I? Where are you? Well, welcome. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots here. This is just a reminder. This episode is an all-intro episode. We run these on kind of holiday-type weekends and stuff. So it's a collection of older back-to-back intros, back-to-back-to-back. I know a lot of people love these all-intro episodes. $10 and up patrons get them twice a month. So if you're interested in paying for a free podcast and getting some nice extras, you could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron to do that. And we're still on a regular schedule, and I also want to let you know there's resources in the show notes. Sleep With Me wants to support the Black members of our community. Your lives matter. So if you're looking for support, you're looking to support, there'll be links in the show notes on that. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring this podcast twice a week. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The loudest part of the show, the one part of the podcast I really need you to hear, because this is the part of the show where I celebrate the listeners who supported the sponsor so I could bring this show on a regular basis. And I want to thank Steven, who took that Helix quiz. Steven got a Helix Midnight, and Steven got matched up with the perfect bed. That's the great thing about the Helix quiz. So thank you, Steven, for sharing with Helix. So if you support a sponsor, you got yourself a Helix bed, you took that quiz, you made True Botanicals a part of your bedtime routine, or Daily Harvest a part of your daytime routine, please let me know about it. Tag the sponsor, tag me, so they know that supporting the show is valuable to you. And I can try to thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. There's resources in the show notes, so please use those resources. Your needs are important right now. And the last part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support. It goes back to Sleep Whispers, the podcast by my friend Harrison Craig. Harrison Craig, that sounds like someone from a novel, a Le Carre novel or something. But I just got my Sleep Whispers t-shirt, so I'm really excited to be sporting that on some live streams coming up. And if you're looking for another sleep podcast, check out Sleep Whispers in your podcast app of choice, especially the crossover episodes we did with one another. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation, and Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bart. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. Got mixed up there. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, stuff's coming up, it's keeping you awake, it's on your mind, it's on your, in your heart, on your body, whatever it is that's keeping you up. I'd like to take your mind off of that. I'd like to keep you company, as a matter of fact. What am I going to do? Sometimes I'll do word smushing, which we've talked about before. Instead of word mashups, I do mashed words. Just a bit like mashed potatoes or a word mash. Some people say it's like a word. Some people say, Scooch, you got that word salad thing going. And they'd say, well, maybe I have not yet been at a place where I've ordered a chopped salad yet. And I know Nick Weiger from Doughboys Podcast is the hot salad man, I think. I'd always try to unlock that. But it was so, anyway, let me get back to you, new listener. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether I said that. Talk about word smushing. I'm going to try to create this safe place. The way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, tangents, pointless meanders, extra, you know, all that word stuff I was sending. And just in case you're new, though, I'm going to use a lot of extra talking. But what I'm trying to do is take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. Here's a couple of things to start to get you comfortable. Give the show a few tries if you're new. And don't, I know there's a temptation to try to figure it out or see or make sense of what I'm saying, but quickly you'll realize is that I kind of almost make bare, you know, you say, well, it kind of like almost makes sense that Scoots, we're certainly proud of him here at the Sleep With Me listener community. He's done good and we're patting him on the back enthusiastically because he's almost making a modicum of sense. Just like that autobiography he wrote in 2031. A modicum of sense. And the publisher did try, he had to self-publish that one because they said, well, shouldn't it be a modicum of common sense? And he refused. He said, that doesn't, he goes, it doesn't feel as good in the mouth as a modicum of sense. It was a history, actually, and he also wanted to write it as an autobiography and as a history of the penny and the other thing, all of that and words around the penny. He also did it as a picture book about, a modicum of sense. And then he tried to do it as a scratch and sniff sticker album. And they said, you're diluting your product, sir. And also you're diluting your intro by now. I think I'm doing a metaphorical, I think I'm showing here. That's what I'm saying, I guess, is if you're new, if I'm lucky, I'll make a modicum of sense. Maybe I may even later look up what modicum means. Here's a question. I like to stay, current, is there any emojis about a modicum emoji, or maybe that could be another book I could write, a modicum of emojis. Once again, my brain's going on strike, but if you're new, don't try to make too much sense of it. Kind of just passively consume the podcast, see how it goes, give it a few tries. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with business. That's how we keep it free and going. Then there's an intro. The intros are about 12 minutes. So far, we've been about 4 or 5 minutes of me rambling, attempting to explain what the podcast is, and finding myself in a mashup of book titles and metaphors about mashing words and mixing words, where you say, almost describe what the podcast is. And some listeners will actually fall asleep during the intro. A lot of listeners use it as part of their wind down routine, and you can use it and see how it goes. So it's the intro. Then there's some business. Then there's a story. Tonight, it's a story about two podcasters working together to put people to sleep. A little bit of a crossover with the Sleep Whispers podcast by Harris. So that'll be interesting. And then at the end of the show, we have some thank yous and good nights. So it's a structure of the show. It's a podcast to put you to sleep, but it's more a podcast to be here while you fall asleep, to keep you company as you drift off. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. That's why the shows are an hour. And while I'll be here till the end, I'm here to keep you company while you drift off. I'm also here to keep people company that can't fall asleep, or that wake up in the middle of the night, or that you just happen to have something come up in the deep, dark day, and you say, Scoots, I just need you to be there for me as my friend in the deep, dark night. I say, well, don't worry, I got you. I'll be here for an hour. You could play 300 episodes back to back to back if you need to. I got you covered, okay? So I'm here, and you can fall asleep at your leisure. Drift off slowly, quickly, whatever works for you. Or if you need me during the day, you're waiting for something to get delivered, or that paint to dry, or you're in traffic, or you're coding, or you just need a little break. You say, well, I just want to shut my eyes for 5 or 10 minutes and, Calgon, take me away type moment. I'm here. I'm here to get that done for you. To be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar bruh, your boar sib, whatever it is, your boar bestie. If I can earn that, what is that, a moniker? A modicum of monikers. That's one thing this show does not have. It has a plethora of monikers. Maybe I could write that book as someone else. A modicum of monitor. The Duke that didn't like nicknames. My story. A modicum of monikers. Also tongue twisters. Where was I? Okay, so that's the structure of the show. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for an hour. And no pressure to listen. I guess that kind of covers most of it. And how does the show work? You were talking about mashing up words and stuff earlier, Scoots. Tell me more, because that sounds like it sounds metaphor rich. And I'd say, well, it could be. I could take just like a sack of potatoes, a bag of potatoes. Put them in, cover them with cold water if you wish, or put them in boiling water, bring it to a boil. soften them up, get them cooked, then put them in another bowl and mash them. I prefer a big fork. I don't have a potato masher, but I use the back of a big fork or the front of it. You know, they call those things tines. You don't call them tines very often. But you say, what are those things on a fork called? Prongs or tines? And I say, actually, now that you brought it up, I don't know. For a second, I thought they were tines, and I thought that was witty. And now I'm thinking they might be prongs. And, you know, if you play the fork, which not many people do, and you play it, but you play the imaginary fork, which I do, that's the sound I make when I pretend to fling the tines of my fork. I say prong, prong. Usually the only thing is to do that thing, dun, 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 dun. You just go prong to prong, prong, prong. And that's my show for fork playing, imaginary fork player. Could be, yeah, we're really getting a lot of book titles out of this one episode. Or the prong player, the prong player who loved playing pong. There could be a lot of things in there, but yeah, like what I do is, mash it up. You start mashing it up, then you start putting stuff in there. And for this show, you could take it plain. Not many people like potatoes and water, but you could put some butter in there if you wish, a butter alternative if we wish, milk or milk substitute or creams. You could put some cheeses in there or some cheese substitutes. You could do, salt and pepper, maybe some flavorings. Here's an idea. How about some miso in there? I haven't made mashed potatoes with miso yet, but I will be. Believe me, I put it in everything. I just like the taste of it. This is a metaphor. Oh, I'm not actually making mashed potatoes. Sorry, it was supposed to be a allusion to how I make the podcast with words. I don't know. I wouldn't mind a couple words coated in miso. I don't know if coating. It's better if it's, it's worked in there. So we'd have to take a word apart and reassemble it so that the miso is kind of becomes part of its essence. No, yeah, that is the new fragrance I'm working on. No, it's a fragrance for all. Non-gendered fragrance. It's called, A Hint of Miso. No, it's just it's more, say, is that something umami or an unami? How do you say that? Because I don't know. There's something about you I can't quite place on my palate, but I desire it most of the time. It's not sweet and it's not savory, but without it, there's something missing in my world. That's the opening chapter. That'll be the commercial. Like, you know how they used to have commercials for fragrances like that? When a hint of miso hits the market, believe me, that's what it'll be like. A grayish grayscale background, grayscale bottle, and whatever those words were I just said, said in a mysterious way, and then maybe it'll fade from grayscale to, if it's successful, of course we'll have red miso, red miso, we'll go beyond that for sure. So yeah, I mean, this podcast is a hint of modicums, and you say, Scoots, it doesn't make any sense. And I'd say exactly, because what I'm here to do is to keep you company. What I'm here to do is to try to lighten your load, your burden at bedtime. To take some of the seriousness out of it, to be your friend, really, or your companion, or the person on the other side of the room cracking joke. You say, are those jokes you're cracking? Because they're joke-ish. And I say, yeah, well, it's, I know, you're wondering what that smell is. It's good, huh? It's a hint of miso. It just hit the market. Some people self-publish. I self-publish fragrances. Oh, somebody just made a joke at my expense. It's a thing I do. Yes, I do it in my backyard with mostly mud and water, but that's not what's in a hint of miso. There's also a hint of miso in there. Anyway, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company. If you're new, give it a few tries. It doesn't work for everybody, but hopefully I can help you out. I can distract you. I can keep you company. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for checking the show out. And I work very hard and I strive to help you fall asleep. And here's a few ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, whatever is, you know, change in routine, whatever is keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off that. I'd like to keep you company. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents that are rustified, goofing around. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. And if you're new, let me give you some welcome. I'm glad you're here. Here, I got a nice, open, safe place for you. Go ahead, have a seat, have a lie. You could stand if you wish. You can even stand with your arms crossed and your brows furrowed if you wish. That's what I mean. That tends to be my default setting, which for some reason, even though I have my own passwords, I say, can I turn off that default of the arms crossed? Some might say natural scowl. They say, that's what the doctor said. That boy was born with a natural scowl. Never seen one with a scowl like a. Is it born with a furrowed brow? There's a couple books I'm working on. Born with a Furrowed Brow, yet another autobiography, maybe out in like 2086, and The Bow of the Furrowed Brow. And that story is pending. You know, it's a title pending book, which are a lot of those. So expect that in Gingerbread Press. Maybe like my daughter could write that in like, you know, 2126. Which would mean she'd be, well, maybe her daughter. If you're new, sorry about that. If you're new, here's a couple of things. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Like I said, you don't need to make too much sense of this podcast. It doesn't really make any sense. So give it a few tries. And I realize you're skeptical when you come into the show. Who wouldn't be? My brows are furrowed, my arms are crossed. Not now. Because now I'm in a safe place, and really I am in this, like, my shoulders are positively slumped. It's positively slumped. We got a lot of books coming out of this one intro. And positively stumped, that would be the sequel. So here I'm comfortable, but out there in the world, a lot of times my arms get crossed. They say, well, that's your body. And I said, no, this is my default behavior. And sometimes I'm able to take a break and relax. But when I'm here, I'm relaxed. And I would try to create this safe place. But for new people, it does take a few tries to get used to. Because it's a bit different. It's a bit oblong. It's the oblong furlong. Holy moly. Someday, I don't know what I had. I do know what I had for breakfast. Whole wheat toast and eggs and almond butter. So I don't think it was that, though. But it could have been. But Say, well, it came up, what was that day you came up with all those nonsensical book titles you forgot about, Scoots? And say, well, that's what replaced my furrowed brow. It went from crossing my arms and furrowing my brow to coming up with book titles that I would forget. But yeah, it was a pretty good trade-off. So don't try to make too much sense of this podcast. If you can, maybe it's the first time you just watch it with skepticism. You might not be sure. Maybe come back in a few days if you say, well, I don't know if I liked that. But if you can, passively consume it. Kind of just watch it like you're watching the clouds. But no pressure. So that's the thing. Give it a shot. Give it a few shots. See how it goes. I'm here to help. Also, no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. And the whole idea is I'm here as you fall asleep. I'm your boyfriend. I'm your boar bud. Talking to you, keeping you company as you drift off. So no pressure to fall asleep. Also, no pressure to listen. Like, as podcasts go, this one, you can listen to it. Because I know there's people that listen all the way to the end. They can't fall asleep. I'm here for them. And I know there's people that listen during the day when they say, well, this day is getting a bit, I need a little break from my day. You're going to go for a walk. You're going to listen to Scoots. Going to sit at my desk. You're going to listen to some Scoots. Traffic. You know, some people can handle it. They say, well, I listen in traffic. Not for everybody. But if you're walking or sitting on a bench in the park, it might be a different story. But whatever it is, I'm here, and I'll be here till the very end. It's part of what makes the show, even if you fall asleep fast, is I think that the show's here the whole time to put you to sleep, or more to be here while you fall asleep. So no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. I think that's those are the, let's see, oh, structurally what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going and free. Then we have an intro. Intros are about 12 minutes. We're about halfway through it. It's more of a show within a show than an intro, but I wouldn't know what else to call it. It's not a pre-show because it's part of the show. And it gives you a chance to start your wind down, to start your bedtime routine, maybe to brush your teeth or brush your hair or balm your elbows, maybe balm your kneecaps, say, well, hey, kneecaps, I've been giving all this. Scoots gives a lot of attention to his elbows. He kisses his shoulders. Here's the thing. I don't think I've said this on the podcast before, and this is supposed to be a vulnerable place. I don't know if I've admitted this on the podcast, and I don't necessarily recommend it. I would say bomb your kneecaps or cup them. I'm cupping one of my kneecaps right now. It's kind of like, what do they call that when you're cuddling with someone? Spooning. It's kind of like spooning a kneecap, but you're cupping it. Maybe you could, I think it'd be too likely to induce giggles if you couple, if you're in a couple and you cup your coupled person's kneecap. But the big admission I was going to make is I used to nibble my kneecaps. I think for comfort, and you probably, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I don't necessarily recommend it because I don't think I'm as flexible as I once was. And two, the kneecaps just starting to, like, I want to, you know, full vulnerability. Oh, it's talking about the structure of the show, though. Sorry, new listeners. There I went. That's how the intro works, though. It's kind of show the method of the show. Full disclosure, too. You're listening to someone that's nibbled his kneecaps. It's been a while. Though I can almost guarantee it won't be long after this recording. I guarantee it. I'm going to lie down. I'm going to say, when was the last time I get, can I reach you? Say, come on in. And the kneecap would say, I'm fine with the cupping. You could cup me. No need to nibble me. So, well, what about a little kissy-poo? No, you could just cup me. Maybe a two-handed cup like you're doing now, where your left hand is cupping your left knee. Your right hand is cupping your left hand, and your legs are crossed. You almost look like you're in a shoot for a tea commercial or a school picture in 1989. You see, actually, I think I was in the same. I mean, I'm in the same type of chair you get your school picture in. Oh, so if you're new, structure the show. So the intro is a show within a show. Some people fall asleep during it. A lot of people listen as they wind down, as their pets come in the room and all of that, or listen during the day. A few people skip it, where they listen to their patrons, so they listen to story-only episodes. So that's the intro. Then there's a show. Tonight we're going to be talking about the big show, the big season 3 premiere of The Good Place. Back-to-back episodes, our favorite show, The Good Place to Sleep. And if you say, Scoot, what about season 2? I said, well, we'll do in the off-season, we'll do season 2. It gives us something to look forward to as this season progresses. So we'll be talking about The Good Place season premiere. It'll be a good place to sleep. That's like hearty har har. And if you're a Good Place fan, you might say, well, what about spoilers? I say, well, we will talk generally about the plot in some details. But a lot of times I'll be talking about Chidi shirts or Eleanor's shirt came up. Other things like Jason's accessories, what's on whiteboards and chalkboards, any details. You say, well, that's inane. It wasn't even intentional. That wasn't supposed. I said, well, oh boy. It was interesting. Those posters on the St. John's University poster bills board, that got my attention. So that's what we'll be talking about. Be all sleepy and friendly. To carry off into dreamland. Between the intro and the story is some business, and then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. And the purpose of the show, as I said, is to be here, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, to keep you company, to come up with goofy. It's a bit of goofy. It's a lot of goofing around. As I said, I just thought of like 10 different book titles, none of which I remember. And, one day I may think about them again and say, well, I don't remember that. Did I think of a book called A Kerfuffle of the Snuffle Kerfuffle? That was my Snuffleupagus fan fiction. I'm working on the title. Then the story will write itself clearly. Though people may have to Google Snuffleupagus, but they say, oh, wow. Talk about someone who might be good to sleep on their side. Like to say, well, if you're sleeping on your side, Snuffleupagus. I don't know. Has anyone ever, and Snuffleupagus is on Sesame Street, right? I hope, Snuffleupagus is kind of like an elephant that is, in like this really nice brown fur. They look a bit like a terry cloth brown fur, like an elephant with a terry cloth fur. So I wouldn't mind snuggling up with Snuffleupagus and saying, well, so you're snuggle-uff-a-rific, Snuffleupagus. I don't know why we had that kerfuffle. And also, Snuffleupagus, could you do a segment on the word kerfuffle so I make sure I'm using it correctly? Sorry about that kerfuffle, my little big little snuffle. I said, no, actually, my name is Snuffleupagus. I prefer to be called Snuffleupagus. You see what Big Bird calls me, Snuffleupagus. Have you ever heard Big Bird call? Okay, oh boy, this is our kerfuffle. I only predicted it, and now I've made it happen. I didn't realize it. The snuffle that caused the kerfuffle is what I should have called the story, huh, Snuffleupagus? So anyway, I'm here to help. I'm here to see if I can take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake as you drift off into dreamland. I've been there. I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. A place filled with dignity and respect. Found it's kind of goofy because Snuffleupagus is already saying, well, when did you... Did I apologize, Snuffleupagus? I'm sorry. I was wrong to call you Snuffle, or to presume. I should have asked you first. Are you comfortable with me calling you Snuffle? What about Luff, or Luffagus, or just Gus? How do you feel about the nickname Gus? Snuffleupagus walked away. So anyway, I'm here to help. Give it a few tries, and see how it goes. but I work very hard and I strive and I yearn. And I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And let's keep this show going. Here's a few ways that we do. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, you know, emotions bubbling up, physical sensations of any sort, changes in your schedule, your routine. Maybe your routine is not routine. You know, you say, I work a second or a third shift, or you just changed shifts, whatever it is. It could be something inside. It could be inside, outside, or on your inside. Or it could be a person sleeping next to you so soundly. Oh, how you snore and sleep so soundly. Well, you know what? I'm here for you, too. And they're here, you know, they're doing, you know, give them a little, go ahead, tuck them in. You know, what I do is I pretend that my pillows snore sometimes. I think I've admitted this on the podcast before. I've kissed my pillows. Not an amorous kiss. Hold on. I don't think I've necked a pillow, but like I've never not had, heavy petting or necking, just a kiss. So if you're comfortable, kiss your pillow. But before I lose the new listeners, let me check it. Hey, if you're new, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create a safe place that's a little bit silly. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go on or off topic. I'm going to keep you company. And I think that's it. I'm going to send my voice across. Oh, the podcast doesn't work for everybody. Don't try to make too much sense of it. Or, you know, even decide if you know, seriously, it's my job to earn your trust and to put you to sleep or to be your companion here. So, you could stay neutral about me. I'm not in a hurry. You say, well, I'm not sure about these creaky dulcet tones. I'm not sure about these pointless meanders. Yeah, just go ahead and you could let me kind of be some background noise. But here's the things about the show. I'm glad you're here. I really, really do appreciate you checking this show out and giving me some of your time. And while it doesn't work for everybody, I hope it works for you, because the reason I make this show is I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I've been there, unable to sleep and, tossing and turning. So I know how it feels. I might not know exactly what you're going through, but I know how it feels there. That's why I call it the deep, dark night. You know, we probably don't have to elaborate. But if you're new, a couple things. Here's structurally how this podcast works. To start off with business, that's how we keep the show going and free. Then we have an intro. The intros are like, this is a little bit counterintuitive. The intros are about 12 minutes long. It's a monologue that's going to put some portion of the listeners to sleep. A small percentage of listeners, they listen to the business and then they skip the intro. And then a large portion of people listen to the intro as kind of a wind down. So it's like, instead of being a concise summary of the podcast, it's a 12-minute version of the podcast in miniature in some way. A podcast within a podcast. Let's just drive right around my M.C. Escher brain. You know, that was one of my favorite. It's been a while since we've made some M.C. Escher jokes. Let's see, favorite M.C.s, M.C. Ren, M.C. Escher. Young M.C. Was there an M.C. Young? Which one of the Beastie Boys was M.C.? There was M.C.A., but that was like all letters together, not just MCA. Okay, I'll get back. I don't think I'll get back to the MCs. I should be the MCs of Z. I'm the MC of Z's. Ba-boom. I just thought of that, but that's my job is to, but right now my job is to introduce a new listener. So the intro, there you go. That was a little bit of a miniature pointless tangent in the intro where I try to explain what the podcast is, but it takes me 10 minutes. But it's kind of supposed to, as I tuck you in. But if you're new, take some adjustment, but just check it out. I'm your boyfriend. I'm here to help. So that's the intro. Then tonight it'll be our ongoing episodically modular serial series, heavy on the episodic modular content, the Stan Chronicles, about a freestyle soda machine who commands a spaceship. But they mostly spend most of their time on the ship in a cloud of delusion, you know, because it's a sleep podcast. So that'll be the bedtime story. In between the intro and the story is a little bit more business. So that's the structure of the show. A couple other things you might need to know. You don't need to listen to me. You may have figured that out already. Is the MC of Z's. Isn't MC, like, I guess I can really take that term, like a duality of the hip hop MC and then like a more, well, I guess there's like, they call it the ring. What do they call it in the ring bearer or something at a circus? I know it's not a ring bearer, but then I was thinking of a Gilded Age MC, but generally any ceremonies, there's usually an MC. I'd say, well, if I'm having any ceremonies, I'd prefer it to be like a more of a, FC, friend of ceremonies or something, ceremony buddy. See, I don't know if I could fit the role of an MC, as long as it's just MC. But I really haven't mastered very many things. Seriously, I still have trouble tying my shoes. So, and I think that's maybe something that connects a lot of us. You say, well, how the heck, I mean, tying my shoes, twice a day, you know, depending on if you got some slip-ons or something, but been tying my shoe for as long as I've been, or, you know, from whatever age I learned, 26. And since then, I've been tying them, mostly. And you say, hey, what the heck, how'd you come up, like, that happened to me this week. I don't mean to go off topic, but I guess because it's on my mind. I don't want this to sound like, you know, I'm just making this stuff up. I had one of those pesky shoe days where my shoe just kept becoming untied. And I want to say it was like went on for like 3 or 4 days where I said, what in the heck did I get some sort of like oil on my lace or it, like, so that's what I'm saying when it comes to mastery. It still perplexes me. I said, okay, I've tied the shoe I got the method down. You know, even the muscle memory should be in there. But then this thing, it's just a, like, literally I would tie it and then I'd go out the door and be like, what in the heck? And they'd tie it again. Maybe are shoes practical jokers? Does anyone have an answer for that? Not yet. Nothing in my brain does. I thought I had a topic I was going to talk about, but MC. So I'm the MC of Z's. And what is my job? Instead of go off topic, I guess I'm more, what would be the word if you're not, you're the amateur of ceremonies, a ceremony of amateurs. That will be, okay, let's put that down in my autobiography column. I think that would be, that could be like a, I don't know if that, should that be a chapter in my autobiography? A ceremony of amateurs, the bots within my brain, the story of the bots within my brain. It's about my brain bots. I think, but they're not amateurs, they're pros. They say, hey, remember that incident back in with the orange juice? And I say, okay, how do you have a crystal clear memory? And anyway, I got to get back to the intro. So you don't need to listen to me. That's one of the things I was saying. I'm just here to keep you company, which you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. The reason the shows are an hour or so is to give you plenty of time to fall asleep at your leisure. Like, there's listeners that don't sleep, and I'm here to the very end for them. But I'm also here to the very end for you, so that you can fall asleep whenever you want. The reason I make the shows complete and I make a bedtime story is so that you don't need to listen to it. I guess it's kind of paradoxical. You know, but if I wasn't spinning paradoxes, I wouldn't be the MC of Z's. MCZ. I guess that could be it. But that sounds a little bit too... The MCZ's tour, sponsored by Zippers. X or XYZ. Was that the Zipper Corporation? I think I did a podcast about that. But so you don't need to fall. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here to keep you company. And you just drift off. Let me slowly drift into the background here. I'm here to just be your friend, your boyfriend in the deep dark night. And as the MC of Z's, I'll be trying to talk about one thing. Then I'll notice my brain says, "Hey, what about this?" Then I'll attempt to address that. Then I'll forget what I was originally talking about. Then I'll think of some witty point about what I was talking about earlier. And I'll try to go back to that. Well, it's not, who is this? But the thing is with the circus, it's the person in the top hat. The big tenter? No. I know people at home are like, "Scoots, it's not the ringleader." There probably is someone. Every circus has had a ringleader. I don't know what it is. The top hat, the person in the top hat. And they say, well, you know, that's the who welcomes you to the circus. I've done episodes about the circus before. And I even had two characters that were running this Purple People Circus is what it was called. And it's not ringmaster and it's not ringleader. It's the key, you know, Rick, that was the key master, was Rick, one of the great roles played by Rick Moranis. I think Rick Moranis was looking for the key master in one of those movies, one of those Rick Moranis films with other people in it that were also equally famous. Where am I? Well, here's the thing. Did I take your mind off of what was keeping you awake? I'm glad you're here. This is a podcast to put you asleep, to keep you company. During the day or the night, whenever you need a little distraction, a little friendly background noise, what about a cavalcade of amateurs? That's how my brain usually feels. I could have a circus if I could subdivide myself into the things I do in an amateur way. That could be my show, a cavalcade of amateurs. First up, the person that introduces the show, the ring bearer. Hey, everybody, I'm Scoots. I'm the ring bearer. Here, I'm in the middle of explaining what a podcast is, and now I'm going to explain to you what awaits you in this cavalcade of amateurs. Anyway, let me just, interrupt myself there. I'm here to help. I've been there. I always think about when I can't sleep and I'm baffled and I'm frustrated. I like to think that this podcast can help the people it can. Now, most of the people I regularly listen say it takes a few tries. So if you're new, give it a few tries, see how it goes. I don't know that there's a downside. Because I'm here to help. So give a few tries. I appreciate you checking the show out. And I really yearn and strive to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, work schedule. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe a loved one's traveling. Whatever's keeping you up, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, super, super creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, many other ways. I had one way that I thought of, that I already forgot. It'll be a combination of the goofy and the mundane. But I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. And the basic concept, if you're new, is I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming by. This is kind of a podcast you listen to as you drift off, or you kind of barely listen to it. It could be set at the level of background noise, barely recognizable noise, or you could listen, just like someone's there telling you a story. But it's the kind of a storyteller that says, hey, go ahead and, I'm going to tell you this story. I'm going to be here for you. You drift off, you fall asleep whenever you want, but I'll be here. I'm here to keep you company. So that's the kind of concept of the show. You can listen, like I said, any of those levels. But one thing I've learned from doing this a while and a lot of feedback is if you're new, give it a few tries. Don't try to make too much sense of it at first, because it's it can be really hard to follow. That comes up in my personal life. And, I go on tangents and stuff, but I'm just here to help. So if you try to make too much sense of the show, you could see what I'm up to. If you're skeptical, believe me, you're welcome. You're saying, well, what's he up to? And then if you kind of just pay attention, kind of like when a teacher says, I'm going to be keeping my out of the corner, listen to me out of the corner of your ear. And you say, Scoot's ears don't have corners. And I'd say, thank goodness for that. Do ears have crooks? Is that, people say out of the crook of my, is that an elbow or an ear that has a crook? Out of the crook of my elbow. You could listen to me out of the crook of your elbow, especially if your elbow is kind of pulled up over your head. Maybe I'll come back to that. I don't know. But you can kind of just listen, barely listen to me. Or you could totally listen. Here's the thing. There's no pressure to listen, but there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. There's over 300 episodes in the feed, so you can queue them up episode after episode if you need to. But I'm here the whole time, all the way to the end of the episode, just in case you can't fall asleep, or in case you're listening to the show during the day because you're not having a great day, and you say, Scoots, do what you do. They say, we don't quite want to label it as magic or, goof around. I say, you got it, I'm here. I'm here to the very end. So if you can't sleep, I'll be here till the end. But you can fall asleep whenever you want. So those are no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep it going and free. Or the people who actively participate in that. So thank you for that. Then there's an intro, which we're probably somewhere between 4 to 6 to 8 minutes into. Intros are about 12 minutes. And it's a bit of a show within a show where, normal, efficient intro, I'd say, is sleep with me. Podcasts that put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. And then I'd go right into the bedtime. Once upon a time, there was a TV show called The Good Place. It was in its third season. It was a tale of four friends, or were they friends? It was a tale of ethics and philosophy. It was a tale of two, actually, because there were six, because then there was two other people that were kind of, their friends became their friends, too. And they lived in, once upon a time, they lived, so that would be, that would have been an efficient intro if I didn't go on that tangent. If that was I guess that could have been an example. But instead what the intro is a reminder, you're here, it's a safe place, it's made for you. It gives you some time to wind down, to get ready for bed, to brush your teeth, to take a break at work during the day, like I said, to do, to use the show however you want. Some people get their pets, they got to get their pets ready. The cats, how many cats out there? You don't even have to raise a paw. Just give me a knowing look. How many cats are cleaning themselves right now? Oh boy, I didn't need to see you clean. You keep it private. I guess you can't. That's your job, but you're a cat. But I can see it. Shout out to the cats cleaning themselves out there. Nothing like the smell of cat breath. It smells better. How come your breath smells better on fur than on, or how come it doesn't, really? It's really amazing what you're doing. I never thought about it till now. But you see, how come these cats don't smell like cat breath? If they're cleaning, you'd say, It's counterintuitive, really, just like this podcast is. You'd say, you're going to wash yourself with that mouth. I'm not saying all cats have bad breath, just all of the cats I've ever met in the world. I'm speaking with, I'm having a little bit of fun with you cats, and I'll tell you what, good news. The reason I have such fun with you is because I have one of the dogs I dog sit for sometimes. I always tell her she has cat breath, because she does. So maybe it's just small dog breath. But I guess I really lost the cat segment of the audience. Sorry about that, cats. I meant to just do, that was an example within an example, though. I just meant to say shout out to the cats cleaning themselves when I was trying to make just an example of how people use the intro, when I was trying to give an example of a short intro, when I was trying to explain what the structure of the podcast is. So boxes within boxes within boxes. So please forgive me. I'm sure you're wanting, well, no, but really, though, I'm impressed. It is counterintuitive that, because let's be honest, cats, dogs don't smell great most of the time, unless they've had a bath or, you know, they're one of those new dogs, you know, the newer ones that you get down at one of the shiny buildings where they say, well, these dogs just smell great all the time. They say, really? I don't even know what I'm talking about, but structure of the show. So the intro is where it grew into, because I would go off topic, but in some sense, people started to either fall asleep to that or find it part of their routine. So that's where we're at with the intro. It's a kind of a show within a show, I guess this is what I was saying. Then tonight we'll be talking about season 3, episode 3, which is really episode 2 of The Good Place. And then we'll have some thank yous at the end. And in between the intro and the show is a little bit of business. So that's the structure of the show. And I went over the rules. Yeah, basically I'm here to help. I thought I thought of something I was going to try to think of later. But then that whole idea of the cat, you know what really is cute, though, is when cats are cleaning themselves. I know trying to win them back. Can I have your permission to do some cat talking? Meow. You know, I'm fluent in calico. It means to translate, if anybody's not understanding my dialects, it's you're doing a great job. I was only pandering the humans with the stuff about your breath. Your breath is really as sweet as, the inside of a tin can containing a cat food. And of course you got to keep your fur looking good. So that's the structure of the show. That's me checking in with the cats. I did have some, what was it that came up? Superfluous tangents, goofing around. I don't know, but I make a show because I've been there, particularly on Sundays, like I said at the top of the show. Starting in fifth grade, I would be away from school, and then as soon as Sunday night hit, my mind would start processing things, and that's like a very big understatement. And all I really wanted was someone to sit there and say, hey, wow, that seems tough, you can't sleep. Let me sit here, let me keep you company, let me be your friend in the deep, dark night. So that's what I'm here to do for you, is to keep you company, to take your mind off stuff, to be your boar bud, to be your boar sib, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your boar boo. Just take your mind off stuff as you drift off. So if you're new, give the show a few tries, like see how it goes. Most regular listeners say at least 2 times, if not 3. And if you're skeptical, of course you're skeptical. You say, somebody's going to talk me to sleep. He's got creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders and extra uhs and ahs and ums. And I say, yes, I do. See if it works for you. It doesn't work for everybody. I make this show because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. But you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And you deserve a chance to drift off. And be rested. I want you to be out there flourishing and comfortable in the world. And I want you to, you know, feel comfortable and safe and respected when you're here. And I do my best to do that, but, you know, I'm not perfect. Obviously, we've seen a great example with the cats. You know, I lost that segment of the audience. Actually, the good thing is cats cover your ears, but the level of cognitive dissonance in cats is very high. So all the cats that are actually listening, and you're right, cats that are listening, you're like, well, I'm one of the cats with good breath. Scoots is talking about all those other cats that live next door and down the street that I look at scornfully. I have great breath. It's all those other cats. And I'm like, you're right. Totally, totally right, cats. All cat listeners of this show, you know, I mean, you already knew that. I didn't have to explain it. I was just explaining it to your humans. That's what we're actually, right, in Cinnamon Sugar 2. So anyway, if you're new, I'm glad you're here. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting me in the deep, dark night and empowering me and trusting me to put you to sleep. I work very hard and I yearn and I strive because I want to help you drift off. You deserve it. Good night. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night? Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, work schedules, travel, whatever's keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off of that, keep you company. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use it, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous, rustified tangents, and many other techniques refined over. I've been sifted. What about sift? Let's talk sifting tonight, maybe. And, you know, first I'd like to define it we'll get back to it. But what I'm going to do is take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep is basically the idea. Keep you company as you drift off to dreamland. If you're new, here's a few things. Give the show a few tries and see if it works. It does not work for everybody. Creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders are not everyone's cup of tea. And that's okay if it's not your cup of tea. But I am here to help. So give it a few tries just to see if it does help, because that's what the majority, I mean, I'm talking like 98% of listeners say, is, hey, on the first try, I tried to make sense of it. The second try, I realized Scoots doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's my boar bud. And then on the third try, I was already asleep. So give it a few tries and see how it goes. I mean, I hope it helps because I really want to help you fall asleep, but there's no pressure to even like the show or to have it work for you. I hope, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Open space. This is a safe place. I'm here with a friendly, and I'm kind of smiling, but if I stop to smile, not only are my smiles awkward, you know, then it makes it hard for me to talk. This is the way I talk when I'm smiling. I'm trying to remember to talk about sifting later. But so if you're new, give it a few tries. Don't try to make too, try to consume the podcast somewhat passively, just like you would if you're, you know, when you're, you know what I mean, when you're on the phone with a relative, and they have a lot of superfluous dialogue, and you say, oh yeah, maybe you're like making pasta, you know, stirring things. Hopefully you have a headphone, you know, headset on, so you don't have to balance your phone too. Maybe they're on speaker. And you say, and you're trying to measure the pasta. They say, how much spaghetti for four people here? Okay symbol or more? You say, oh, really? Okay. With this podcast, you can take that mindset. It's not the growth mind, it's the faux active listening mindset. I'm not going to tell anybody. I've done it before. Uh-huh. I have. Oh, yeah. But there's no pressure. And that's my job is for you. Here's my job for you not to listen to me. Weird podcast. I make a podcast, work on it a lot every week. A couple full-time jobs worth of work to goes into the show. So you don't need to listen. So it can be here to help you. So there's no pressure to listen. Also no pressure to fall asleep. The reason that podcasts are an hour and that we have like 300 shows in the feed is so you have plenty of time to fall asleep and to drift off. Plenty of room to comfort you and to keep you company as you drift off. So you can drift off whenever you want. It's a podcast more to be here while you fall asleep. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. Then there's some business between the intro and story. Then the show after the business has an intro. The intros are about 12 minutes long. And believe it or not, it's a show within a show that you can fall asleep to. Now, some people fall asleep during the intro. A lot of people get ready for bed, start their wind down routine. Maybe do some doodling while you're listening to the intro, you know, help you. You say, well, journaling, whew, that sounds like a lot of work. You could do doodle and listen to the, you say, well, what do you call it? A scroodle. It's like I'm listening to scroots and I'm doodling. Oodles of scroodles when I'm listening to my droodles. That's what my faux girlfriend from Niagara Falls says. She calls me old scroodles. Oh, no, screwball. Dear screw, oh, sorry, I was misreading the writing. But anyway, where was I? You could doodle. Some people call their pets. Some people listen to the intros during the day. Say, well, I mean, you know, this is like I'm looking to lower the intensity on my day, have a little mental break. And so you can do that. A couple people skip the intro and go straight to the story. So whatever works, use it as you wish. But the intro is kind of a 12-minute chance for you to unwind, to come to this familiar safe place, but that's different each time. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of work goes into it. I could just replay the same intro or go, yo, welcome to Sleep With Me podcast. Shoo-ba-doo-doo-bop. About to put you to sleep. You've been sifting through your day, and now I'm going to be sifting through your dreams with Sleep With Me. Shashoom. And then go right into the story. But I found over 700-plus episodes that it's nice to have a little wind down, someone to pat the safe place, smooth it, say, hey, come on in. No pressure to fall asleep. No pressure to listen. I'm glad you're here. I've been there in the deep, dark night, and I know it sucks. So I'd like to help. Yeah, you could take a breath here. You could sink in here. You could take another breath, and you say, okay, Scoots is here to goof on my behalf. Oodles of strudels. When we're doodling with droodles, and you could say, you know, you could even do a little self-soothing. Go ahead and touch your nose. It's less patronizing if you boop your own nose and say, hey, doodle bug. That may be a patented word. I don't know. But you say, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Just the word doodle bug popped in my head. Yeah, but so that's the show, and it is a bit like that DJ person, whoever popped up earlier, said it right. It is a bit of sifting. Like, sometimes when I get into bed, those parts of my brain say, I want to start sifting through the day. Or they say, do we need a sifter? Well, how much, should we go to Wirecutter? Where do we find out? Consumer Reports? And then part of it says, I don't want to get upsold on a sifter. And you say, well, are we going to use a sifter? And then maybe some says, well, look at, you know, they go into some like SHME mode. They say, well, look at all the others. Didn't you buy a sifter? Remember, it's behind the water or something. They say, no, that's a snifter. That's a snifter holder, actually. I thought that was an investment. It turns out that was a mistake. You're right. But a sifter, I don't know. Do we need to sift or not? To sift or not to sift? That is the question that some bakers ask. Bakers don't ask it. They say, what are you freaking kidding me? Of course you sift. I presume is to get all the clumps out of there. And, you know, if you don't aerate your flour, it's going to be clumped with your tears later when it's already baked and your goods are not as light and airy as they could be. Don't tell me you put your peaks in your egg whites, at least. They say, I'm sorry, are you on one of those cooking shows? Because you're sounding like a slightly duller version of one of those cooking show people with the voice raising. And they say, okay, I was just here sifting through my thoughts about sifting. And maybe here's an idea. Have you ever taken a sifter to the beach? You know, once you should label it. And are those like sifters, those things? I guess they do. The screens. I used to love playing with those. I'd pretend I was panning for gold. It turned out I was panning for microscopic-sized pebbles. Or when I was a kid, cigarette filters. Like, who knew someone? Like, when I was a kid, that was like a thing. Let's go to the beach. Let's smoke a ton of cigarettes. They'd say, look at this thing. I mean, I would pretend it was some sort of sign. You know, I'd say, interesting. The cylindrical bead, you know, this is exocylindrical from the famous, and they'd say, no, it's not, bitch, put that down. I'm sorry, Mom. So I don't know how she got in here. But yeah, I don't know if those were, I think there's another word other than a screen. I guess those are called screens. That's not a sifter. Well, here's a question, chef, or whoever's in my brain in there. If you had to, okay, let's just say we had a baking situation, like one of those shows, Baking 411 or whatever you call it, and they say, we need a wedding cake by, you know, in 8 hours. And you were at my place. We didn't have a sifter. But I said, I think there's somewhere out back, there's one of those kids' beach toys. Would you, yay or nay? And I said, well, we could wash it. Is it better to put it through there or not to sift at all? That is the question we were asking earlier. Here's the thing. I'm here to sift, to put aside the sifting so you can begin the drifting. Lucky segue there. You know, I'll sift through this stuff of the day and say, hey, let's aerate this. Let's relax it. And you can drift off at any point. I'm going to be here to keep you company. And the reason I make the show, like I say, is because I've been there. I know what it's like. And I'd like to help if I can. Now, this doesn't work for everybody, so give it a few tries. See if it helps you. But I appreciate your time. I'm really glad you came by. And I hope and I yearn to help you fall asleep. And if you could listen for a few seconds, if you're still with us, here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.
All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Lux. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress that matched me with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support.
I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15 year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine has a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.